You're tuned into WONY 90.9 on the Onset. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. This is Power Radio.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight, too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. It's currently summer break, and our DJs are out of the station enjoying the sun. But don't worry, we'll be back in the fall with new DJs, new shows, and new programming. To find out what's happening in the area off campus, check out the City of Oneonta's page. Otherwise, have a great summer, everyone. Enjoy WONY's summer programming and keep it locked.
Guys, it's not summer break anymore, but it is time for Lucas's Lit Tunes. Whoa, that was really loud. Sorry, if I just broke your car speakers, I'm so sorry. Anyways, let's try that again. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Lucas's Lit Tunes. I am your host, DJ Lucas, and I'm really excited to be back. This is my second episode of the semester, and this also happens to be my 49th episode regularly scheduled. That does not include Radiothon, Vinylthon, and any other special events that I may have taken part of. However, this is episode 49, which means next Tuesday would be episode 50. So really big news. It's really exciting for me, you know, being on the radio and stuff. And this is also not the only thing I do. So I also, you know, I'm the general manager of the station. I am also have an award-winning talk show. So, you know, it's not just this, but this is me and my show only. So today, you might see outside, the weather's not so fun. I was walking in for my class. I had a class until 1:50. I was walking up to the studio and it started raining on me. So there's no windows down here right now, but if it is raining outside, I'm so sorry. I hope that the weather turns itself around. It's been a gloomy last few days, and it was a rough night for me, let me tell you. It was interesting. Some stuff happened. I was really confused. Yeah, it was an interesting night. I didn't get a lot of sleep. I'm very tired. Yeah, you know, it's not every night that you're fast asleep and all of a sudden your smoke alarm starts going off and you wake up thinking there's a fire, and there's not. There's no fire. I don't know what happened. I was fast asleep. The smoke alarm, so I live in an apartment with one roommate. The smoke detector in my room only started going off. I was so confused. I was like, well, this is really weird. Like, I got up. I was like, where's the fire? You know, like, because that's what you're supposed to do. And there was nothing. There was no fire. There was nothing. My roommate slept through it somehow. Good for you, Sean McGrain. I'm proud of you. I would have woke up and panicked, personally. But honestly, good for you. I'm glad that didn't disrupt your sleep. But yeah, it was really jarring, and I didn't really know what to do. So I'm like, you know, I silenced it. I'm looking around, and I look outside, and it's like really foggy. It was a really foggy night, and when I sleep, I keep my window open and I have a box fan in my window. So I wonder if that had something to do with it, but I'm really not sure. And the weirdest part is that my friend's apartment, is also having the same problem in one of her rooms in their apartment. They have four people And the even crazier part is my friend all the way back home in Rochester also had the same thing happen. So I don't know what's going on with these smoke detectors, y'all, but we need to get it together because the last thing I need is to get my sleep disrupted like that. Like, you know, it, when it happens, your adrenaline just spikes. Like, what are you supposed to do? You can't just go back to sleep. Like, you know, so I had a hard time getting myself to go back to sleep after that happened, which is, you know, kind of unfortunate, but we're here. Tuesdays are my busiest day. I'm taking 4 classes this semester and all 4 classes happen to me on Tuesday. So far we've gotten 3 out of 4 done. After this, I'll go to the last one. And then I've got an audition today for the State of Affairs written by the amazing Rita, who is a student here at SUNY Oneonta. She's great. I've worked with her in the past in a show called The Alleged Children of Darkness. And she wrote it, and she is also directing it. So I'm really excited. My audition is today, callbacks tomorrow. We'll see if I can get myself to Club Expo as well. And yeah, super exciting, super fun stuff. All right, so like I mentioned, the weather today isn't really all that great. You know, it's cloudy, it's gray, it's rainy. It's not too cold yet, but I think it is going to drop. So, you know, what better way to, what's a better theme to pick today than Songs of the Summer, you know, with the rain and the, and all that. Yeah, so I did pick my theme a couple days ago and I didn't know the weather was going to be so bad. So wherever you're listening from, if it's sunny and it's nice outside and it's warm weather, roll those windows down, listen to the music I'm going to play for you today and just soak up the last bits of summer. And you know what? If you're in Oneonta right now and you're listening to this, then, sorry, but maybe you can like imagine the sunshine and the blue skies and the warm weather. Yeah. Now, as the Queen would say, the Queen is Zara Larsson. Summer isn't over yet. And while it might be for me, it might be for me, honestly, summer isn't over yet because fall hasn't officially started and the leaves are still green. So, you know, what better way to start off the Song of the Summer show with the Song of the Summer? I do not think that there is another song that tops this for the Song of the Summer. Maybe there's a few, but I think this is definitely the Song of the Summer. We got to hear it live last spring in the Dewar Arena in the Alumni Fieldhouse by the one and only Zara Larsson. It's Midnight Sun. This is the Songs of the Summer for the next 2 hours with DJ Lucas on Lucas's Lit Tunes on WONY 90.9 FM. Midnight Sun, Zara Larsson.
It's been a while since I cried out for tried to just shrug it off when I asked why. Somebody hurt you, somebody hurt you, but you're here by my side. And I knew, 'cause I recall when I was the one in your seat. I saw the scars and they occasionally bleed. 'Cause somebody hurt me, somebody hurt me, but I'm staying alive. And I can tell when you get nervous, think being yourself means being unworthy, and it's hard to love with a heart that's hurting. But if you want to go out dancing, I know a place, I know a place we can go.
Thank you. I just want to say I love you one more time. I love you. Goodbye.
We'll be right back.
Addison Rae with Aquamarine from her album Addison. That album came out some time ago, but recently I just got really into it, and that's probably my favorite song on the entire album. So good. I just love the beat, the electron. I don't know. It's so good. It's so good. That was Aquamarine. I also played by Gigi Perez, At the Beach in Every Life. That one is from Heartstopper, more specifically Heartstopper Forever. Such a cute movie, and it was a great ending to the whole series. I literally fell in love with it. I played I Know a Place by Muna. That one was from a show I watched this summer called Sterling Point. If you also watch Sterling Point, such a good show. And of course, we started off with Midnight Sun by the Queen, Zara Larsson, because summer isn't over yet. All right, so I am kind of a hot mess express right now. So here's what's going on. So today is the day that Olivia Rodrigo is going to be opening requests for Silver Star tickets. What are Silver Star tickets, you ask? Well, Olivia Rodrigo has announced that she's going on a crazy long world tour, and she's going to be in Brooklyn many, many, many nights. And I'm lucky enough to have my bestest friend, Grace, who lives on Long Island, to possibly provide some housing for that concert. So we would be able to take the train from, like, I don't know, Poughkeepsie into, you know, like Penn, hop on the Long Island Railroad, and get to her house, and then take the train over to Barclays Center for an Olivia Rodrigo concert. And guess how much the tickets are? $25 each. Silver Star tickets are something that Olivia Rodrigo does along with some other artists. She's also doing ticket requests, but I believe that window has closed. Essentially what it is you buy a ticket for $25. They must be purchased in pairs. So in the end, you're spending $50. And you do not know where you will be sitting until the day of the concert when you go and actually get your ticket. I kind of like the mysteriousness of it, but also, like, come on, even the chance that you could be on the floor or lower level, or, like, even if it's obstructed, it doesn't really matter. Like, it's $25 tickets to see Olivia Rodrigo. Like, come on, you can't beat that. So me and my bestie Grace are going to try to get tickets, and the request window opens in about 30 minutes. So if it goes radio silent, hopefully not, because that's illegal. But if it, like, you know, if you don't hear from me for a couple songs, that's probably what I'm doing. The request may be stressful. It may not. I'm not really sure. When I got Eras Tour tickets, it was like a whole thing. But that was like actually waiting in a queue. I believe for this one, you just have to submit the request and then you wait. And I think you get to also pick the day. So we're hoping for one of the two Saturdays. And it's actually right around my birthday as well. So it works out really well. So we're going to try. We're going to pray. I think we find out Friday if we actually get the tickets. So it's going to be a long week of anticipation waiting to see if we snag those tickets or not. If I do, I'm going to let the world know. But yeah, really exciting. $25 tickets. And if you're interested, feel free to hop on Ticketmaster in a half hour around 3 o'clock. And those requests should open up. So yeah. All right, next up, I do have an Olivia Rodrigo song. And speaking of my best friend, Grace, this one, I feel like goes out to you. You've gotten me through a lot this year and all of my past years at college. Honestly, I feel like this one really just goes out to all my best friends, to be honest. I love you all. I miss the ones that are back at home. I miss you guys so much. And you know, I know everybody changes, but I hope that we don't. So this is You Plus Me Equals a Heart Forever by Olivia Rodrigo. Hey.
shell. I'll start the bit, then I take it too far. Might second guess it, but oh well. I'm with the girls and the gossipers. Scarred, left empty-handed, but oh well. I took the train and I took it too far. Past my house and the motel, I miss the girls and the gossipers. Oh, and they're loud and mellow, and I'm gone, but hello. Pedal to the metal, think I'm high and everybody knows. But I'm always subtle when I'm causing trouble. It's a first-year bubble.
But 22, I think at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on.
Beer joint with a few of the guys, and this cute little country girl called mine. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me.
All right, now.
I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me. I want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down.
Would you believe me now if I told you I got caught up in a wave? Almost gave it away. Would you hear me out if I told you I was terrified for days? Thought I was gonna break. Oh, I couldn't stop it, tried to slow it all down. Crying in the bathroom, had to figure it out with everyone. So happy now. Do you believe me now that I always had the best intentions, babe? Always wanted to stay. Can you feel me now that I'm vulnerable in oh so many ways? Oh, and I'll never change. Oh, I couldn't stop it, tried to figure it out. But everything kept moving and the noise got too loud. With everyone saying you should be so happy now. Oh, you keep reaching that I keep coming back, but if you're gone for good, then I'm okay with that. If you leave the light on, then I'll leave the light on.
Maggie Rogers, that was Light On. that one I actually discovered from, well, I always knew the song existed. Like, I have listened to Maggie Rogers in the past. But this one I kind of got into when I watched Every Year After. And that was another show on Prime. Such a good show based off a book that I know and love. Oh my gosh, excuse me. That was disgusting. I just burped into the mic. But yeah, Light On by Maggie Rogers. Such a fun one. Little summer vibes. And also, another one, Ella Langley and Riley Green, You Look Like You Love Me. That one, now you know that I do love some good country music. Ella Langley actually played really close by to me and I'm really upset I never got to go. But You Look Like You Love Me, I heard that a lot this summer. Mini Bar, Gracie Abrams. That one kind of just came out recently towards the end of the summer, but instantly became a hit. And, you know, we started with You Plus Me Equals a Heart. Such a cute song. Again, wish me luck for the Silver Star ticket request, which is in 20-ish minutes. I don't think it's going to be that exciting. I think it's just going to be me submitting the request, and then we wait until Friday to see if we actually got it. All right. This next song, I don't think a lot of you are going to know, and that is okay, because this one I came across on Instagram Reels, aka like basically TikTok, but I'm an Insta Reels guy. I know, say what you want to say. But this next one is a very small artist, and I don't know. I don't listen to a ton of his music, but this song, like, I don't think there's another song out there. There definitely is. That's a lie. But there are just this song, just if there is a sound of summer, it's just this song. It's very beachy. It's very like fun. And I fell in love with it the first time I heard it, and I was blasting it all summer. This one is called Tan Lines, and it's by, I believe I'm saying this right, Kevian Kramer. And that's spelled Kevian. And then Kramer, Kramer. And it's called Tan Lines. And I don't know. It's a really good song. If you're looking for a song that just sounds like summer, it's this one. So here is Tan Lines by Kevian Kramer.
Just a tower and a hair tie. Skin tight. Thank you.
Taylor Swift with I Knew It, I Knew You from Toy Story 5. We're getting really close to that 3 o'clock mark where I need to get my Olivia Rodrigo tickets. I'm scared. I'm terrified. And, you know, I'm really trying to get the Wi-Fi to work because for some reason it's not working. And that's really not great because I low-key need Wi-Fi to play music. There we go. All right. That was I Knew It, I Knew You from Toy Story 5. I played Maggots for Brains by Olivia Rodrigo, Taste Back by Harry Styles, and we started with Tan Lines by Kevin Kramer. This next one, and I know I'm going really fast, but I got to get on Ticketmaster, y'all. This next one is by the 1975. I actually got really way into the 1975 this summer, and a lot of their songs are very summer vibes. I've got a couple 1975 songs on today's playlist, including this one that you may or may not know. I don't know how popular this one is, but it's called Paris, and it's by the 1975. And I feel like it's very summer vibes. So, yeah, here's Paris by the 1975.
¶¶ Starting to cheat on my girlfriend.